Former President Donald Trump addressed the 2024 Libertarian National Convention on Saturday in an endeavor to sway undecided voters.
Angela McArdle, the chairperson of the Libertarian Party, stated that Trump promptly accepted the party's invitation to deliver a speech at the convention. The party also extended an invitation to President Biden, but received no response. Trump's outreach to the Libertarian Party comes after weeks of intensified criticisms directed at independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Liam White reporting.
The European Union and NATO have condemned Russia's removal of buoys along a waterway demarcating its international border with Estonia.
On Thursday, Russian border guards removed 24 of the 50 buoys placed by Estonia on the 48-mile river, marking sailing routes along the international boundary with Russia. Such actions are unacceptable. The European Union expects an explanation from Russia concerning the removal of the buoys and their immediate return, stated EU High Representative Josep Borrell in a statement. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A U.S. soldier stationed at the Gaza pier platform sustained critical injuries and was evacuated to Israel, along with two others who were injured in incidents that a military official described as non-combat related.
The pier, anchored to the beach in Gaza, has been operational for about a week, facilitating the delivery of humanitarian food and supplies into the war-torn area via sea. Vice ADM Brad Cooper, the deputy commander of U.S. Central Command, declined to comment on the most severe injury. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A massive fire erupted on Saturday at an amusement park in Gujarat State in western India, resulting in the tragic deaths of at least 22 individuals, including several children, according to police reports.
The fire broke out at the park located in the city of Rajkot in Gujarat State. Police Commissioner Raju Bhargava confirmed that the blaze was brought under control and a rescue operation was underway. Police officer Vinayak Patel corroborated the death toll of 22 people in the fire incident. The New Delhi Television News Channel reported a higher death toll of 27. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A New Mexico judge denied Alec Baldwin's motion to dismiss his involuntary manslaughter charge stemming from the 2021 fatal shooting on the set of Rust in an official order.
Judge Mary Marlowe Summer determined that the prosecutors did not act in bad faith in securing a grand jury indictment, as alleged in the motion. Baldwin's trial is scheduled to commence in July. The actor was practicing a cross draw in a church on the set of the Western film when the Colt revolver discharged a live round. Jessica Oakley reporting.
An illegal gold mine collapsed in northern Kenya, leaving at least five miners dead, according to police reports.
The collapse of the Hilo mine in the Dabal area near the Kenyan border with Ethiopia was attributed to a landslide. Marsabit County Police Commander Patrick Mwakio stated that the miners died on the spot after being covered by debris. No other miners have been found, and it remains unclear if anyone else is missing following the collapse. Jim Kender reporting.
Highway bandits in Mexico made off with over 40 tons of avocados, according to federal prosecutors.
The Attorney General's office stated that the avocados were stolen in two separate robberies in the western state of Michoacán, Mexico's main producer of the fruit. In both cases, armed men stopped freight trucks carrying approximately 20 tons each and stole the shipments. Avocados are typically shipped in crates, which would facilitate a quicker and easier transfer of the load. Paul Gomez reporting.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has returned home following his non-surgical medical procedure on Friday and has since resumed his duties, said Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's top spokesman.
Austin underwent the 2.5-hour procedure at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, during which his authorities were temporarily transferred to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. He is now back home and continued with his official schedule, which included events on Monday for Memorial Day, Ryder said. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.